Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Clayton Morris, founder of Morris Invest. I'm a longtime real estate investor, and now I run Morris Invest, which is a turnkey real estate company. And I've been doing this for a lot of years. I've rehabbed hundreds of homes. I've rented up hundreds of homes. And today on the podcast, we're going to talk about the best time of year to rent your properties, like the best time of year where tenants move and like to move into properties. So you're not sitting there with vacancy rates that are going through the roof. So this podcast, if you're new to this podcast, we are focused on buy and hold real estate for the purposes of creating passive income. That's what we talk about here. I believe that there is no better way to create wealth for you and your family than to create passive income through rental real estate. Imagine having $10,000 a month coming in every month for multiple rental properties that you own while you're, you know, on the beach or going to Disney World with your kids, and knowing that those rent checks are hitting your bank account while you're, you know, at the land or the sea at Epcot Center or something, you know, and spending $100 on dinner for just yourself and your wife. So the power of passive income is what we talk about here on this show. And so one of the ways that you make passive income is from tenants, right? Cash flow, they live in your property, they pay rent, your property management company then cuts you a check every month, and that's the power of passive income. Well, you need to have tenants in the property in order for that to happen. So I want to talk about the best time of year, or one of the best times of year to find tenants for your property. And guess what? It's during the winter. That's right. In fact, January, February, March, April, typically one of the best times for people to find tenants for their rental properties. Now, the rest of the year is pretty darn good as well. I mean, look, people move all the time. So this is not a hard and fast rule. But what I will say is one of the hardest times of the year to find tenants is during the holiday season. Things tend to slow down and people just don't want to move, right? They set up their Christmas trees. They have family coming over and staying with them for a few weeks. The last thing that they want to be doing is in the middle of boxes and moving their family. So Thanksgiving up to Christmas, you know, that window in there and right to the new year. So about, you know, 45-day window, you're going to have a harder time finding tenants in your properties. Bottom line, no one wants to move. Just think of yourself for a second. Would you want to move during the holidays? No. So who does move during the holidays? Well, I'll tell you, it's people that have had evictions and they are forced to move. So let me ask you this question. Would you want to lease your property just because you have to, or you think you have to? You're feeling a little under the gun. And it's December and you're like, you know, I just finished this rehab on my property at the end of November and I really want a tenant in there in December. Well, here are your choices. Would you like a tenant who may have an eviction on their record and needs to move today? Or would you rather wait a few weeks and wait till you get into January and February and find the right tenant for your property who's probably going to stay for a long time? I'm talking years. For me, it's a no-brainer, right? I'd rather wait that extra month and get the right tenant for my property than forcing someone into my property that has an eviction on their record, which is not something that I want for any tenant that rents for me. So I don't rent to people with evictions on their record. That's not something that I want, need, or have to do. I'd rather wait. The other type of people that would move during the holiday season are people who maybe got transferred for a job from another city, right? They moved from out of town for work and they need to find a place. So then those types of people, you know, we did rent up a bunch of properties in December and they're great tenants. So it's not, like I said, it's not a hard and fast rule. So there will be people that will need to move, quite honestly, for work or other reasons in December. It could just be that their lease was up, you know, at their old property and they needed to move at the end of November after Thanksgiving. Today's podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. Look, let's be honest. The reason we got involved in real estate investing in the first place is because we wanted to create passive income and cash flow, and we are too stinking busy. Well, the folks over at HelloFresh sort of operate their business the same way. They will deliver delicious meals right to your front door, and I'm living proof how good these things are. So here's how it works. It's so simple. You go to their website, HelloFresh.com. And by the way, you're going to save a boatload of money if you use our coupon code, which is IIRE35. That's investing in real estate 35. You're going to save $35 off your first order. So here's what you do. You go to their website and you pick the type of dietary plan that you would like. So you pick a lifestyle that you like. So whether it's vegetarian or you want meat, great. Whatever you want, you can do it that way. How many people you want to cook for? You can click on four people. You can click on two people if it's just a husband and wife. And then how many meals would you like to receive per week? Monday through Saturday. And they're going to deliver them right to your front door free of charge. You can pause at any time. You can modify it at any time, or you can cancel if you want to. So it's very simple to do. You select from a variety of weekly recipes. Each recipe, they work with chefs alongside their dietitian to create 10 new recipes each week. Flexibility on the different meal plans. You can create, for instance, I did the vegetarian plan, and this delicious chili, vegetarian chili, an eggplant ragu. Holy smokes, was that good. What else did I do? We did a lot. The boxes are great. They fit right into your refrigerator. You pull out and all the recipe cards are right there. And they usually only take about 30 minutes from beginning to end to make them right on your stove, right on your skillet, however you're going to cook it. It's all fresh, top quality ingredients delivered right to your door. It's really fantastic. Check them out. Just give them a try and you're going to save $35. What have you have to lose to get a whole week's worth of meals? Save $35. You're almost getting it almost for free. So check them out. Go to HelloFresh.com and then just use that coupon code IIRE35. It's going to save you $35 off your first order from HelloFresh. Thanks for your support of the podcast, HelloFresh. So now the best time, though, to rent a property, what we find in the office and is true of all of my properties is that January, February, March, and April are the best times. Why? Because people are getting their tax return checked. And many of our tenants like to pay and prepay many months in advance. So, for instance, you know, they may move in February 1st and they'll prepay 3 months. Because they're using their tax return check in order to front load the amount of rent. And we often will run out of properties. We won't have enough properties for all the tenants. And it also, what's great about that is it really allows us to pick quality tenants for our properties. That even though we do a full criminal background check and employment verification and, you know, check to make sure they don't have evictions on their record and, make sure they pay on time with previous landlords. We check with their employer, make sure they're employed, all of those things, right? Well, knowing that, we could even then take it a step further and really pick a quality tenant who maybe even has a higher credit score than normal, or it allows us to pick kind of the cream of the crop is what I'm saying. And so you're going to find that most people have this perception of the wintertime as being a terrible time to find tenants, right? It's freezing outside. No one wants to trudge through the snow. But the fact of the matter is people like a change and people like to use that tax return check right in January and February timeframe when they get it back from the federal government or the state government. And they like to move. So I like this time of year. So we get to move kind of quickly on filling up vacancies in our properties that we maybe held in December a little bit because we didn't want to put the wrong tenant in there. So when you're going out there and you're buying your first property or maybe you're doing it yourself and you're rehabbing a property, try to time your renovation so that, you know, if you can, I mean, it's not a hard and fast rule, but try to time it so that your renovation is kind of wrapping up maybe during the holiday season. And then you're ready to put those yard signs out and start accepting applications around the holidays. Put them out there so that come January 1st, you know, middle of January and into February, you're going to be getting some great phone calls. You're going to be able to pick from some great quality tenants on your properties during Valentine's Day season, right, in February and March. So that's why I love this time of year. People wonder if you slow down because all the snow, and maybe some people do. Right. If you're a primary homeowner, you're probably going to wait till the end of the school year to move. But if you are a landlord, this is a great time of year to find tenants in your property. So just keep that as a feather in your cap when you're starting your real estate investing journey. I'm Clayton Morris. Thank you so much for downloading the podcast. We're going to be back on Wednesday with another great episode of the podcast. Natalie and I will be back to talk about more financing. You know, we try to spend Wednesdays really talking about the home business and how to set up and effectively crush things with your home finances, whether it's taxes or, you know, how to balance your books, setting up the profit first system. We have a lot of episodes in the archives for you to go back and check out as well about how to do all of those things. If you are ready to take action in rental real estate and pick up your first rental property, and you've been sitting on your hands wondering, oh, should I do this? Should I do this? Take action. And it's simple. Come over and book a call with our team. We'll get on the phone with you for 30 minutes and find out what your goals are in real estate. How do you want to achieve financial freedom? Just come to our website. It's morrisinvest.com. And then just click on the book a call tab right there. And you'll pick a time on the calendar that works for you. And then we'll jump on the phone with you and talk. Find out how many houses you want to buy. Find out how much debt you need to clean up. We'll talk about what your goals are. You know, all of those things. I love talking to investors, and so does our team. So we look forward to talking with you, and we can't wait to do that. We'll be back here on Wednesday with another episode of our podcast. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you then.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.